And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, we're back on the road. On a Saturday, a regular. Now, we actually have already hit a garage sale because on the ride over to the garage sale, we got distracted talking about what a wonderful time we had last week hanging out with Dan Fogle.
Yes.
All the way from Ohio. And spent the weekend at a comic show. There's even a few pictures of a couple of the comics you got in the show.
Yep.
Up on the Garage Sale Globe Facebook page.
Yep.
If you wanna see a picture of the man himself in a panel. Two of the men, you got Johnny Bueno and Dan Fogle on that panel.
Yep.
And anyway, it's a beautiful day.
And a great picture of Glenn Danzig and Henry Rollins.
Yes. From their romance comic that nobody wanted, but nobody knew they wanted. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out.
So, yeah, I bought...
Oh, you did get them.
I got a couple DVDs. I got the Cannabis Cup, World Champions of Marijuana, High Times Presents, and Minority Report. Decent Steven Spielberg, Philip K. Dick. And just... and I got the first 6 Encyclopedia Brown books. Right? That might be a nice little package for eBay. I have it posted on eBay for a long time. And then I brought up my eBay. And I see I have all these messages because I had a Pokemon game.
Oh, no.
That had been sitting on there for like 3 years, you know. And then like 3 years before my house burned down and nobody was interested in it.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden I have all these messages and I'm like, oh, somebody's finally interested in the Pokemon game. I'm finally going to get rid of it. And then I realized, I actually already got rid of it.
Yeah.
It's already been gotten rid
of. It's gone.
So I had to go and take that auction down. But then I started getting back into the groove of they've got a whole new... set up for posting that actually is an improvement for once.
Yeah.
Usually whenever Facebook, eBay updates, it's usually just to make whatever it is they're doing worse. But this actually works out really well. So I got a bunch of eBay past some of our garage sale stuff's up there. I got a...
That's awesome. Just stand in the middle of the road with your dogs, lady.
Sure.
What the hell?
And, yeah, so, we're already getting stuff.
Yeah, there's actually, I just made a cut through, because I know there's a garage sale on this, maybe it's a different one, shoot. I'm steering this wrong. I think this phone's steering this wrong, too.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time that.
And the light is really kind of messed up here.
GPS does dumb things.
You know what I mean? This, like, 8:30 at 9 o'clock light. It's like kind of hard to see the signs. Oh, you're getting all the good nuggets and details of how the sausage is made in the garage sale world.
Yeah, that's what the show's for.
Son of a bitch. I get that from...
serving up sausage. That's what we do here. Hey, ladies, we're serving up the sausage.
What's her name from Raising Arizona? I like... inherited that from watching that movie. Some bitch. It was like dogs everywhere.
Yeah, it's that time. It's dog peeing time.
It's dog dumping time.
Dog dumping time. They're dumping it all. They're dumping and draining. That's what they do.
Oh, speaking of last week, I finally got around to looking up a few things that Risk. $50 brand new.
Yeah. And if you can find... It was a branded one, wasn't it? It was like...
The wooden specialty one. But yeah, like if it's sealed like mine, it's $50.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you sell it for 40, right?
I put up, from a few weeks ago, I put up that, that $5 Lego I got from the people, the guy who sold it out from under his dad.
For 40. He's I got 40. It. He's like, all right, $5.
I got it up there for 40 right now.
Right.
With postage and handling. I put up a couple of my, World War II era pinups.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're pre-war. The two I put up were pre our entry into World War II. One was 1937. The other was 1940. Little cheesecake drawings. I put up two of those Golden Age comics.
Yeah.
And I got $70 on them, but they're free postage, so they're really $60.
Yeah.
And
you might get someone on a flyer on that. You never know.
Yeah. Well, no, the crime ones already had got three viewers right off the bat, right off the bat. As soon as I posted it, I put up that Michael Jackson paper doll book that goes for about $25. It looks like on the eBays.
I have a bunch of stuff. I haven't gotten around to it because I was getting ready for the show the last couple of weeks. But once the dust settles, I basically get everything put away this week. That was my whole objective. A lot of boxes.
Yeah. I put up two of those tabletop games, like the Sherlock Holmes one, and the other one was Alice is Missing or something. And, probably a couple other things that I can't remember.
Still, God,
every time I hear this, did you see the new Kids in the Hall series in a little while? There's a running gag with this song of a post-apocalyptic.
We play Frisbee here still.
Yeah.
Remember we had the Peachy Nietzsche picnic before?
Yeah. That was the fatal crack up, fatal to his jaw, crack up Kevin incident, I think, was that. Wasn't that the one he left from and got in his car accident, which just mangled his jaw for a while?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly if that was that party, but I know it happened at one point. So I do remember him drinking quite a bit.
There was a lot. That was kind of a wild party for a Peachy Nietzsche party.
Yeah,
it wasn't the Peachy Nietzsche's really.
It was the fans.
It was the fans and fam, Yeah.
You know, I'm showing up with potato chips, and, you know, they're showing up with joints that, as thick as bread rolls.
Yeah.
Breadsticks.
Not discouraged.
I wasn't discouraging it. I'm just saying it was.
Yeah.
It's whoa. Anyways, we're still got 5 more minutes. We're a little off the beaten path, but we are getting there. We'll get there.
Well, anyway, it's looking like it could be a fucking...
Epic.
Another. It's got all the earmarks of the last of this whole summer.
We've got a full.
I mean, even that rainy Thursday we went out was still okay, you know.
Well, I said it was. We got 2 full pages.
It was tiring.
Yeah, it was a hard one. That was an arduous day.
But it wasn't horrible, and it probably should have been horrible. It should have been. A whole lot of nothing. But
well, I think finding that first lady with all those books helped.
I know. I almost wish I would have bought more of those books, but it's okay.
Yeah?
That's okay. All right. Well, we'll be back after the next garage sale, if it's any good. All right. All right. We're back. I hope you picked up that correctamundo that Johnny Bueno said, because nobody says correctamundo anymore. So it's funny. Whoa, Jesus Christ, Grandma. Holy shit, a grandma on a tricycle just cut us off.
I wonder if we're going to flip us the bird. Flip us the bird, Grandma.
I think Grandma's ready to go, and she's just like, I'm just going to drive like a maniac.
Kamikaze.
Through the neighborhood. Those young guys look like they would take me out. They almost took out that...
Mailbox
right there. So it's funny. Remember how I was saying just a couple minutes ago that I would have liked to have gone over that book? Maybe I didn't say it on air, but we went to the last week. I got all these paranormal books at this house, and I was telling Johnny Bueno that I wish I had another crack at it. And we just walked into that. We went to a garage sale. We went to the one next door, and it was that one again. I'm like, oh, there's the bookshelf. And I got, like, 8 more books.
Yeah.
From there.
Which ones?
Garbage. Zachariah Sitchin's. Garbage, like, ancient astronaut stuff that I could probably sell. And if not, will be fun to read. But it's just Zachariah Sitchin's is... sorry if there's any Zachariah Sitchin's fans out there. All the people who watch like Ancient Aliens and stuff probably like him, but he's a bullshit artist. He's one of them there bullshit artists. But people like their books, so I might be able to sell them. If not, I will read them because they are entertaining. But yeah, just dumbass Ancient Aliens shit.
Then
we just went to, this other garage sale with this weird young guy who, has antiques and stuff there. Beautiful wall clock, but he wanted $35 for it, which is, that's a good price for that kind of, the clocks like that, and that was a metal one.
Here's the deal.
It was a little dirty, though. The inside had, rust on it and stuff, but those big wall clocks like that are worth a lot of money, especially when they're old like that.
Well, here's my opinion on all this, and that is that when we walked up to him, he told us that nothing was priced. He told us ahead of time. He cut that off at the head, so we didn't have to keep on. We were aware that he hadn't priced them, but he obviously was aware that they needed to be priced, to which instinctively tells you he's willing to negotiate.
No, he was like, there's people who don't put a price on it and then they don't say anything because they're being cagey. They're trying to figure out
how much they can get that.
Exactly. And then but he, and as soon as I was like, what are the DVDs, he's like, 50 cents a piece. I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna be reasonable.
And
I got a beautiful And that clock, you could probably sell that clock for $100 on eBay, but it weighs 8 pounds, 10 pounds, and it's metal and it has parts, glass on the front of it, so it would just be a pain in the ass to sell.
Right.
But he did have a nice old Bakelite. I can't remember the name brand on it, but it's a beautiful old tube AM radio. And brown Bakelite, and it's gonna look so good in my romper room down in the basement. Oh, here we are at another garage sale, so we're gonna fuck off now and go look in there. Doesn't look that good, but then I looked in the garage.
I'm not sure if they're open yet. Let's pull around. They may not be open.
They got the sign out, so.
Yeah, but there's also hours on the sign. Hours on Friday were 2 to 6.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
they're setting
it's
up.
Not 2 o'clock today, but
doesn't look like they're ready. It says
Saturday, 9 to 6. It's 9:28, Johnny. It's on them now. It's on them. We're not early birds.
They're scrambling, man.
They better scramble. They don't know what they're getting into. They don't know who they're going to be dealing with here.
Do you know who I am?
All right,
George Jefferson.
We'll be back. All right, another garage sale. Johnny Bueno gets the garage sale mercy award for giving up a hardcover story of Star Wars for me. So now I finally have replaced my story of Star Wars. I used to have Empire and Jedi too, but the story of Star Wars one is now I got to get. The story of Star Wars record.
Yes.
Which isn't rare either, but that's definitely, and I had all three of those too. But what's funny is those were on Buena Vista Records, which is Disney.
Right.
So even back in those days there was some Disney Star Wars coming in from the very beginning. The very beginning. For all the people who gripe about Disney Star Wars. Anyway. And I got a beautiful old
bathroom scale
that is like the radio, goes with the time period of my house. So I'm doing a lot of home decorating today, apparently. And I like this close to getting the kitchen clock, which is one of the big things that I need. But I need one about half the size of that.
The last one.
And that wasn't as much of a kitchen clock. That would have been a great in a garage, or that would have been great down in my, you know, in my little studio downstairs. But not for
bones.
35. Not for 35 boners. Anyway, it's it looks like we're gonna be doing the standard
any day, lady.
2024 summer garage sale, and just like hitting a million garage sales today.
Yeah,
they're stacking up like cordwood right now.
We haven't even gotten into the beginning of our main areas.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's looking good today, boys. Looking good.
We've hit five or six on the way to our main areas. We're going to hit this one that's in the north part of the city. And then we'll get
into the meat and potatoes areas.
Traditionally
meat and potatoes.
The land of nuts and honey.
What's this up here? Is this a sign here? It is. It is on Woody Lane. All right. That's a sign because Jack almost bought a dick puzzle.
That's the one we went to. 99 Horizon. That's the one we tried to go to before, but there was nothing there. I think that's the one we just went to.
Oh, okay.
That's the one we just went to.
All right. Well.
Take your dick insult back.
I didn't say it was a dick insult.
Oh, at the very least, we got to crank this up.
Listen to the Boogie Nights soundtrack today, bae. Wow. All right, now we get to the section of what the hell is Chris buying and why is he buying it? And maybe he's insane. And
are you nuts?
I just bought a Crown Royal bag full of Crown Royal bags. And if anybody wonders what I'm talking about, Crown Royal whatever's kind of liquor Crown Royal is, came into like a velvet bag.
I believe it's whiskey.
Whiskey. And I've always had like Crown Royal bag to keep some stuff in. And for some reason, you know, they just seem fancy and they're kind of neat. So I just got a whole bag full of all different Crown Royal bags.
Yeah, but you spent
$5 on it.
Yeah. What the hell, man? You said $1.
There's probably that's the thing is something was telling me that I needed those Crown Royal bags. I know they're not worth anything. So they're obviously not going to get sold. But we'll see. Maybe I can use them for packaging on eBay to give people that extra little
Christmas
personal
cheer.
Touch.
Christmas
yes.
cheer.
Well, a lot of them are purple, so they look all royal and fancy.
Well,
royal. Got their own little drawstring on them.
I remember as a little kid, my mom took me to visit her aunt, and she was like ancient. She was like a late 80s. She gave me her collection of bread clips.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, ah, cool. And I was playing with them and all that stuff. All these different colors and different sizes. Ones I'd never seen before. As soon as we got in the car, my mother was like, we are throwing those out. Uh-huh. As soon as we get...
Meanwhile, they're worth $50 a piece now.
Yeah, man. They don't make that plastic anymore. It can cure us from cancer. Who knows? Anyways.
But, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me, but something's wrong with me.
That's a great question. I got on the old boot too.
That was more of a statement, but, yeah. It's a statement as to the question, what the fuck is wrong with you? Answer, I don't know, even though that's a rhetorical question. Hear that? That song just told us we should have run down that old lady. All right, we'll be back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sure looks like
well, these are the green ones. Did you get the green ones like that?
And then I got
Jackie just bought some ashtrays.
And some white ones, too.
Yeah, but the green ones, some of those green ones, nice. If you hit them with the right...
Look right.
If you hit it, oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
$20 a piece. That one, they had those, too. I didn't get those, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bigger ones.
If you get the green ones that glow under a black light, those are radioactive and they're worth a lot of money.
All right.
That's they're not radioactive enough to give you, you know, lumps on your face or anything like that, but...
Well, it might be an improvement.
I don't mean to be a bummer, but you won't be catching cancer off them. But, that, yeah, the, yeah, those the glowing radioactive green stuff is quite a collector's item.
Oh, big moving sale all day. I asked somebody, and that's nice weather, till August. 111 Leland will open all
summer. Well, I guess it's not that long till August, so I guess it's not too...
There you go.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be motoring. We're going to be motoring.
It's 12!
And all I see when I hear this song, though, is the Chinese guy in the bathrobe throwing his firecrackers out. And we're actually listening to the Boogie Nights soundtrack, so.
Yeah.
So we just hit another nice old garage sale that actually had sort of the same floor plan as my old house, probably built by the same people in the same era.
But ironically, it was one of those house sales that we were en route to. So we just kind of stopped in and...
Decent Antiques, Johnny Bueno pointed out a wall map, which I love, the old like old school wall maps that you can pull down, but it's like looks like it's about a 40s era, 50s era Monroe County, which is the county we're in, so it's a local map, so it's even neater, and that's going to get hung up at my house, and everything, and it's only Saturday, and everything was half price if it was over a dollar.
Yeah, I think they were running a couple days before that, because even when I came upstairs in the basement, one of the ladies like, oh, there's still ashtrays left. Like, oh, so I kind of wonder how many. I took a picture of all the ashtrays that were there on the Lazy Susan.
If you look up those and they're worth enough, you could just whip back here tomorrow or something, you know.
Good.
And it'll probably be even less money tomorrow.
Well, I'd rather get the main ones that I know that I could sell quick and get in and get out.
Yeah, for a buck a piece, that's all pure profit.
But the thing is that if they're only marked for a dollar, the smaller ones, there's no discount. So
right, right.
So the small ones, the same size as the big ones.
But you know what? It's still a good deal.
I'm not complaining.
Oh, Rocket Street, the Mayor's Street.
There's a garage sale over here.
And I almost left, and then I looked in their little showcase in the front, and I got this small tarot deck called the Prediction Tarot Deck.
It looks old.
It's 1985. It's a copyright on it. But it's an odd shape in size for tarot decks. And the picture on the front of it is this guy in a red jacket with a hat pulled over his head.
A bowler.
It's vaguely like, reminds me of the movie Hellraiser. it's very creepy. And odd tarot decks, I've had really good luck with like, sometimes odd tarot decks being, and out of print tarot decks being pretty expensive. Because I guess if this was your like, tarot deck of choice, you're not going to find it these days.
Yep.
Yeah. So this was $10.
Yeah.
Which is getting a little high in my my cheapness range, but I mean
you spent the same amount of $10 for that giant Monroe County map.
Because I'm not worried about selling it. God, to sell that thing on like eBay.
But I'm saying that's worth $10.
This, the tarot deck? Or
no,
the... Oh, yeah, no, that's worth $10 for sure. That's probably worth, like, $50 to $75. It's a little beat up, but they always are a little beat up.
Right. Look at this little guy.
But they're worth something, but they're a pain in the ass to resell or something. So they're really only good if you want to use them. All right, we got another garage sale, so we got to quit the yapping. It's a living thing, Johnny. A living thing. That Casio tone would have been a nice keyboard, and those things are worth a lot of money that didn't have the plug, and I didn't want to deal with it.
Hey, then Ibanez bass there.
Yeah, I saw that. But speaking of living things, you know how Dan Fogel does not like the annoying sound of the seatbelt dinger? Well, get ready for the screaming rubber chicken. For a while. There's ways of adapting these that you can, like,
you could choke your chicken even better.
No, you can make it like a slide whistle and play songs on them.
Oh,
you can stick a pole down them and
you could be the master of choking your chicken.
Oh my god, I wish we were still active with the band. I would be playing this like a bagpipe, just stick him under my
Well, I would say when you had that guitar, that was one of your highlights, too.
Yes. That wasn't as annoying as this, so, I mean, this is...
No, it actually made you sound good.
This is a weapon of mass destruction. Yeah, that little guitar was so crappy, but I think Barb still has that. I should see if she still has that.
I don't think it works anymore, does it?
Well, guess who tinkers with stuff like that now? Our old friend Keith Handy.
Oh.
So I might be able to pawn that off on Keith Handy as a little project. Because that actually had a whammy bar on it. And our, like, arpeggiated notes and stuff. And it's once you put that into a like guitar amp, it sounded so good. All right. And, oh, let's see. I got the screaming chicken and Johnny Bueno got a metal bat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a standoff in the car now between
pretty
obnoxiousness
much.
And threat.
Yeah.
And threat of violence. That's the balance of nature, folks, the balance of garage sales. I could be using that chicken all day, but then again, I could be going to the hospital by the end of this
trip.
Well,
you might have a list by the time you're done if I keep on hitting you with it.
Like, they'll just see the Gloatmobile pull up to the hospital and, like, I'll fly out the door onto the ground, and off Johnny Bueno will go home.
Johnny Bueno, go home!
Johnny Bueno, go home now. What a weird garage sailing day we're having. As in, I'm getting some weird stuff today, and I'm loving it. What a summer it's been. I have not had this interesting and fun a summer of garage sailing in a long time, probably not like 20 years.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
It's not true. I don't say that to any of the girls. I've never said that to any girl ever in my life. I don't know why I would. Why would I say that to some girl?
Oh, don't be like that, baby. You know I love you. Don't be like that.
Hey, baby, did you know this is the best garage sailing season in 20 years? So yeah, we just went to the sale with this guy with a lot of overpriced, like, lawn decorations that were neat. They were old, you know.
He was playing interesting music, and he had, like almost like a garage sale full of, like, old lady stuff.
Yeah.
But he was an older, kind of, like, mid-50s gentleman with, like, a tie-dye tank top on. It was just a weird scene.
Well, he might be selling stuff for his mom or his mom's estate or something. I don't know.
You never know.
But I just got a 35mm movie film reel. Like, and I thought it was just like a... I thought it was like a cheap decoration from, like, one of those home decoration places with the cheap shit.
Yeah, sorry, folks. This is no cough buttons here.
And, no, it was a real 35 millimeter. Is that a garage?
341. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right. It looks very antique-y. But
I just got... wow.
Isn't that a weird... That's a weird-looking house.
Yeah, we got to take a picture of that. I'm taking all sorts of crazy pictures today.
It's like 70s-style modern deco house mixed with Art Deco, mixed with Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, vaguely Spanish. What a weird-looking house. I kind of like it.
Funky, funky.
And it's like painted black, but the black is faded. It was like stained on plain wood, and like it's like in the 70s, and it's faded out to this. It's neat looking. Anyway, we got another garage sale to go to. It's going to be another long one, folks. Better settle in and keep massaging your butt so it doesn't fall asleep.
The fur is flying.
All right, we're back. We've hit a few more garage sales. We're probably pushing 20 garage sales now.
Yeah.
After about 2.5 hours of...
Yeah, it's not even... It's 11:15.
Yeah. Amazing. Interesting. I was at Wegmans the other day, and I need canning jars because, I don't know if you guys know this, but marijuana is legal in New York State, and you can even grow your own plants. So I got a couple plants just growing in my backyard. Too bad you guys don't know where I live, although I think one of them's male, so it will be useless. But I've been reading about how to cure my precious marijuana when it finally buds and I need it. And we were at Wegmans, and Trudy was like, "Do we need to buy canning jars in?" And I'm like, "No, I will find canning jars on the garage sale trail." And I found a bunch of canning jars, a whole little pallet of canning jars for $3. A John Wayne t-shirt that says, "The hell I won't," on it. "The hell I won't." I'm going to wear that sucker all the time.
Yeah,
"The hell I won't." And like...
You're going to wear that next week garage selling.
And I got... Yeah, yeah.
You going to buy that? "The hell I won't." Hufflepuff.
So, strong talk for a one-eyed fat man. Actually, that's not a John Wayne line. That's a line to John Wayne.
I call that bald talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Yeah. What else did I get? Oh, I got a VHS of High Anxiety.
I got it.
I don't got it. With Nurse Diesel. Dr. Thorndike. Anyways,
it's 11. Are you hungry yet?
I'm getting there. Yeah, I just ate a
Rice Krispie
treat from a little girl that tried to sell me lemonade, and I told her.
We're in Seabreeze.
I looked at her and I said,
"We can get a good burger down in Seabreeze if you want."
That's true. I'm up for it.
And it's not going to be super busy yet.
That's true.
You can always go to the Parkside Diner too, which is really good.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
do
it.
You
want
to go to the diner or you want to go to the burgers? I think if we go to the burger, it'll be quicker.
Okay. We
got a lot of garage sales to go to, so.
Okay, good. Well, I'm about ready for a bathroom break, too.
Oh, well, hopefully you won't have to go outdoors. Is this a garage sale? Oh.
Nope. Just a Big Doug's barber shop.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of lawn furniture for sale, but. That ain't fitting in here. All right. Well, we're going to go have some chow, and then we'll be back. Oh, look. It's a drunk already.
We are in Seabreeze.
This guy and his fucking bike. So we've hit a couple garage sales. We had lunch at,
Don's Original.
Don's Original. I was going to say Bob and Doug's. Don and Mike's. And we got a bunch of Mad Magazine books, which Johnny Bueno was gracious enough to split with me. So we both got a few Mad.
And I got a Peanuts book.
I got three pins. I got Going with the Mad Thing, Fink University. That sounds fairly Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
One that just says, "Do it! and a Burger King fries magnet.
I was looking at those buffalo nickels.
Yeah.
And he wanted $3 a piece for them. And there were some old ones there, like 1882 and all that stuff.
But were they trashed?
Yeah, they're trashed. So essentially, they're only worth melt.
Yeah.
Whatever they're melted down to. And he had like 20 on the page, which is times 3, 60 bucks. And I was just thinking, do I want to offer him 50 bucks and take that risk? It's like, I already got buffalo nickels and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, they got silver in them, but maybe I'm an idiot and someone's screaming on the podcast at me right now. I don't know.
Maybe. But scream away. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Nor do we care.
We're going to go take a look at this other.
We got another one here. Yep. We're sitting outside of it right now. David Krausen, if you're listening, that one's for you, man. That one's for you. All right, well, we've been to a couple other garage sales. One, mostly where we haven't bought anything. We went to one where I wanted to fucking punch this guy. The one with the eBay.
Yeah.
Here's a go fuck yourself. They had all... when we'd ask what the price for something was, he'd be like, go ask mom. She's got the price list in the back. And the price list was just like printer printouts
of
eBay auctions so they could justify what... And he's like, how much for the books? And they're like, what was it, like 15 a
piece? $3 for the small ones, 10 to 15 for the big ones.
Jesus. And they're not... They were not...
And the half put just, together Legos, he wanted 20 to 30 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
You know, package deal.
And then I didn't notice who was... I was in the back where the old lady was. And Jack was like behind me, and I see somebody talking to her, and he goes, what's the price on the Legos? And she goes, the what? He goes, the Legos! The Legos! Like, all, like, aggressive, and said something else, and I was about to go like, hey, buddy. Is that how we talk to people? Is that how we talk to little old ladies? She wasn't that little, but she was an old lady. And then I realized, oh, it's his... They're both running the garage sale. It's probably his mom, and he's just probably a dick, but I didn't butt in. I didn't butt his head. And we just went to one where I think that lady was trying to was talking to me, but I thought she was talking to somebody else there because the lady who tried to sell you the... Do you need it? Know anybody who needs a stove?
Oh, yeah.
No, I do not.
You goddamn son of a bitch.
But I bought a bunch of dollar DVDs there. All in the Family, the complete series, which Johnny Bueno declined with his...
Punted on. It smelled musty.
And they had Sam Rockwell Moon, Inglourious Bastards,
Inglourious Bastards.
Yes, Inglourious Bastards, a double disc E.T. collector's edition, and Clive Barker, like, old movies that he did before he was doing Hollywood movies. All right, we're at another garage sale.
There's another one down the street.
And we gotta go. All right. We just went to another garage sale, and I passed on it was a really neat, bright, colorful Puerto Rican flag colors Puerto Rican t-shirt that said Puerto Rico is salsa. And then it just had all these like middle-aged men's faces, like super, like hundreds of them superimposed underneath. I'm guessing they were actors or some sort of celebrities or old sports stars or something, but they wanted 10 bucks. And I ended up getting a porcelain crying dog, the classic sad dog with the single tear. What kind of dog are those?
Basset hound,
yes. A stylized Basset hound. And it matches the wood paneling in our basement. I'm old.
Forgive or not, I am stallion.
Correct. Well, we got a tale that... We just went to... And this was the one before we were doing this on the show, but before we were heading here, Johnny Glenn was like, do you want to really go there? And I'm like, I'm not really looking for records, you know. And I ended up, yes, getting a record.
I got a
Lenny Bruce play that I've never heard of. It's like a double record cast of a Lenny Bruce play. You got the real catch of the vinyl. Scott Gardner will recognize this one.
Right, I got the Black Hole 12-inch with the book.
The Buena Vista Disney like story of the Black Hole.
And the prices were all high on stuff, but for like the cartoon stuff, they were low.
I cut a deal because I was looking and I'm like, I don't want to spend this much for this. And I was like, $10. He's like, sure. So I got a Django Unchained DVD for $1. I got for $4, I got 3 CDs of the Man With No Name Clint Eastwood collection. You know, for a few dollars more type movies. And what else? I got that glass that you turned down because you got too many glasses, but we don't. And it's Wilson tennis ball.
It looks like a Wilson tennis ball can from the 70s, but it's a drinking glass.
It's really nice. It's very bright and colorful. It looks very Kodak-y, which is funny because it's not.
Right.
But the capper of it is we're looking through the DVDs, and I'm like, wait, I read the name of it, and I'm like, ooh, this sounds not legal. And not legal is like it's a bootleg of like, you know, some Steven Spielberg movie or something. It was called
Big
Black
Booty.
Teen Big Booty Stalker, and it's like all. And I'm sure it's fake. Well, I'm not sure it's fake because it was a printed out cover, and it was like all secretly hidden camera footage of real black teens with big booties. And so, of course, head to the Two True Freaks Facebook page because Johnny Bueno took a picture and then he put it back in the stack. But I thought, you know what would be a funny prank? Hey, you know what would be a funny prank? If I just took out teen black big booty stalker and left it laying right on the top of the DVDs for all the grandmas to see.
That was beautiful.
And that's when we left. For the guy's girlfriend. Maybe it's the guy's girlfriend's DVD. I don't know. How, you know, I imagine these words are going to be spoken pretty soon. I don't know how that got in there. And Johnny and I don't know how it got in there, but somebody there does know how it got in there.
All I know, it was in there.
I was actually going to buy it just for the novelty of, you know, the memorabilia thing. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. The old thinker's working today. It's all that caffeine I drank.
Damn.
I was thinking, this could have legal consequences. Probably not, but you never know. You never know this day and age.
Okay, 8 minutes, 3.2 miles to the next destination.
But it'll be less for you, you bastards.
Some bitch.
All right, well... We were on Labrador Street, and I was like, look, the dog here's a Labrador, but it's a golden retriever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like, whoops. But the dog just was sort of sleeping, dozing, and I pet it and it just like lifted its head and just like plunked its head down between my feet. And I'm like, but it's another DVD day. Lots of Johnny Bueno just got the first 4 seasons of Breaking Bad.
For $4.
Learning to cook up some meth, Johnny Bueno? Is that what's going on here?
Well, you gotta learn sometime, I guess. I mean, I am in my 50s. I gotta...
Yeah.
You know, I need some new tricks.
You're at the right age. You're at the perfect age to start cooking meth. See, I hate how they gateway you into it with Malcolm in the Middle, and then the next thing you know, you're cooking up the meth.
With a Labrador.
Labrador, man. And I got one CD. It's Canadian Bacon, a Michael Moore movie, but his only fiction movie. And it starred John Candy. And it's about an American invasion of Canada. Or is it about a Canadian... I think it's an American invasion of Canada and not a Canadian attack on America. I can't remember. I saw it so long ago. It's not a good movie. But it's an outlier weirdo, so it might be something that goes pretty well on eBay. And if it doesn't, it'll go fairly well on my shelf just as a novelty.
Oh, looks like we got one right here.
Red Spruce Lane. Okay, well, back to work. Back to work. We probably hit like over 30 garage sales.
We've got to be close to 30 by now.
Yeah, yeah. That's my estimate also. All right, we'll be back. All right. This place looked like it was only going to be good if you liked wrestling. But then we went in the garage, and oh boy! First off, what did you get? Yeah, I know. What did you get, Johnny?
I got I did get some wrestling stuff. I got Hulk Hogan on the cover, like vintage board book for 50 cents of WWF wrestlers. Heroes and Villains, and I got a Stone Cold Steve Austin comic number one for 50 cents. I got four trade paperbacks for 50 cents each. I got a Hellboy three-piece set for $4. And then I got a Parks and Rec with what's-his-name Star-Lord for $4 too.
Yeah, yeah, I saw they had... the prices were right at this place.
Yes.
And let me tell you, they had... Okay, just three shelves full of DVDs.
Oh yeah, the DVDs I got. I got Avengers on Blu-ray for 50 cents.
Yeah.
And then I got what was the other one that I got for 50 cents?
I don't know.
It's in the back.
Was it a Star Wars one? I saw you looking at
Star
Wars one.
Star Wars, what was that even Blu-ray? The one after that, the 4HD.
Oh.
I had like three discs in it, Phantom Menace.
Oh, okay. And yeah, so their pricing was 50 cents for movie DVDs, $1 for TV DVDs. And I'm like, why, are the TV DVDs worth more? Turned out, no, they had lots of like whole sets of TV shows and seasons and stuff. And those were $1. So I got a 7-CD set of Star Trek The Next Generation Season 3 in this really nice silver box set. The movie ones I got are both like 70s mania. I got Black Shampoo, a classic blaxploitation by the director Graydon Clark, who was actually a guest on the Honeywell Experiment podcast.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. And the original Charlton Heston Damn Dirty Apes, Planet of the Apes. And I got the complete first season of Archer, which is funny as hell. I got the entire Fawlty Towers.
I didn't even see that.
Because I had it in my sweaty hands, that's why. I got the first season of The Orville. And the complete series of Firefly, which is a 4-DVD set. So,
for a buck a piece.
Yeah, it was $6 for the whole shebang. You know, and I could sell one of those box sets, and that's it for that covers that. And
yeah.
And I'll probably like, I mean, all this stuff, a lot of it, I usually only buy stuff that I would want to watch or that I think is going to be, if it's really cheap, you know, a novelty like Black Shampoo, which is going to be an awful movie. Graydon Clark is known.
But you'll be able to sell that whenever you want.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think Black Shampoo is like a very common, although like a lot of those exploitation movies, they get nice like 4K restoration on micro labels and stuff, but they're really expensive. So, you know, I might be able to sell the DVD of it for $10, you know, no problemo. But yeah, what a score for $6, man. I mean, it was worth it for Planet of the Apes and Star Trek.
What's Star Trek?
Next Generation Season 3.
You can tell how close I'm paying attention as I'm driving.
Yeah, it's this nice, like, silver fold-out box and everything, too. It's
sweet.
It's rather handsome. And it's funny, it's got Best of Both Worlds Part 1. So you gotta get Season 4 to get Part 2. Rip off. Fucking rip off. Alright, but this is a 7-CD set. Alright, well, we're still going.
It's 3 o'clock and we got more to go.
We're running out of time. We're going to be seeing a lot of places close up, but I mean, usually this is traditionally called the low-hanging fruit time, where you just get whatever is easiest that you can get.
I was going to make that place first on our list today.
That place?
Yeah.
It probably wasn't that much different now than it was earlier today.
I tend to agree, although the comics were cleared out pretty good.
Yeah. But the comics, judging by the comics there...
They weren't very good ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
who knows?
You never know.
There could have been Spider-Man...
Just a very...
Silver Age comics in there.
I wish, like, the guys from the Horror Vault, like, could have been at that wrestling one, because they would have recognized that stuff. And, I mean, everything was reasonably priced, too, you know? And so it was like... When you see somebody like that obviously has... collected wrestling shit in depth.
Yes.
And just has the prices are usually way higher than they were at that place. And maybe they were higher at the beginning of the week and have been getting slashed or something, but no, for the most part we've been, you know, it's been a nice little combination of mostly really nice good garage sales with garage sale prices and interesting things and interesting people going on, with just a little bit of go fuck yourself sprinkled on top for some spice.
It's been a blur.
And it's funny, and it gets hotter the longer we're out. It's weird. This summer, like, the heat usually peaks like 5 or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Instead of, you'd think, noon.
Right.
Noon, it's just starting to happen. It's still a little cool,
it's
like
3 o'clock right now, and...
And it's getting pretty hot outside. We got the AC going here. Usually you hear the wind whipping.
So apparently, we'll see what's going on here. Where we're going right now is a 12-family neighborhood. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I think it will take a chance.
Well, the good thing is we're in the hours where people start going like, look, we don't want to pack this up.
Right.
$1 for everything.
Curbside alert.
And today is the day that I officially, like, for the last year, ever since my house burned down. And it's funny because in my house was also a big stripper roll of dollar bills. But I just save all my, you know, after I go to the store, I just, like, I always spend $20 bills when I'm out and about. And then save all the ones, fives, and tens for garage sailing. And usually, I started a year ago. So I had a big roll of, I had a big old stripper roll. And I was like, this is going to last me the whole summer. Gone. I just spent the last dollar. Oh, I forgot my favorite thing that I got at that last place, that face. I got a rubber face. It's almost like those haircut doll. It might be a makeup doll,
yeah,
or something, but it obviously has never had makeup put on it. And it's this just squishy, realistic human face that's just flat, flesh-colored, with its eyes closed. It's reminiscent of the Star Child, the baby that's floating in space at the end of 2001 Space Odyssey. It looks like the cover of a science fiction novel, and I cannot wait to hang it on my wall. That's going in my room. That's going to, like, watch over me as I sleep at night. We'll get some pictures of that one. We're going to have some good stuff to take pictures of this week.
Oh, we already have.
Yeah, well, you got pictures of the stuff we didn't get.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Johnny Bueno is working on a a very artistic art installment for the future.
Yes.
Of
dead babies.
Dead and creepy babies, like disembodied cabbage patch heads and such.
And bad sign messages.
Yes. Those things grow like cockroaches at garage sales.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever done a serious garage sale art piece. I know there's people who go to garage sales and buy stuff and make art out of them. They'll buy books and stuff and comic books, you know, rip to shred comic books and decorate things with them. Okay, is this a garage sale? Okay, see the... This is a neighborhood garage sale. Everybody's pulled in.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, man.
They probably had... When these neighborhood garage sales, they usually have everybody sign on to... Yeah. Oh, well, here's one. Here's one that looks like it still might be... Oh, no, look, she's tearing that down, too.
She's like, fuck off.
Yeah. No. No.
She did not stop. She started packing faster.
Well, she stopped just long enough to see us and go like, fuck. Fuck, they're slowing down. We won't do that to you, lady. Look at that. They're all pulled in. They've all just been tucked in the last 7 minutes.
Oh, well, let's
93.
See it.
That Nelson Street, everything $1 is 10 to 4.
That's the last one.
All right. So everything a dollar is the last one we're going to?
Yeah, there's all these ones in Fox Meadow, but in Stallion Circle.
Stallion Circle.
We'll go to Nelson Street.
Johnny Bueno and I are about to take our siesta in the sun. We've just hit our final garage sale. It's going on 4 o'clock, so probably hit at least 40, right?
I'd say at least 30 to 35.
At least. And we hit up our last garage sale was an all for a dollar garage sale. Looked pretty picked through.
But
they had a pile of records that looked not very... inviting, but then I noticed a lot of the records were just blank white, which is often a good sign. And what they were disco promotional albums from the 70s of 70s disco, some of them on the Soul Train
imprints. Those are probably worth some money.
They probably are, I'm hoping. Hopefully. I'll go look them up. If not, I know people who would use them, and... They were a dollar. I got 5 of them for $5. So, or maybe I could just sell one of them. But, yeah. They're nice little promos. And I even have a couple record boxes at home to mail things off. I have to eBay them. But, anyway, that's the end of today. What a day. I spent way more money than I should have.
I'll say.
In the last couple weeks, I've really spent more money than I should. I'm going to have to live a life of austerity for a while. That's why I'm starting to cram stuff up on eBay.
Yeah. Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of them, anyways.
Yeah, it's a point. I mean, this show is also part of the point, so... And decorating my house. So we got a little of all of it today.
Yeah.
We have it all. I got some stuff
to
sell.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really buy a lot, but... When you go to as many places as I do or we do, it just accumulates.
Yeah.
Really, that's the best way I could put it. So, I got tons of shit. I even try.
Well, I've been trying to get, you know, small shit for sale so that it doesn't take up too much space at the house.
Right.
But I got big stuff today, but it's all...
The house.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I also got a magazine rack, like a magazine rack stand. It's got like 4 or 5 racks on it. set that up in my room. And, like, my, you know, lots of decorations today. I got that radio. That radio might be worth something, but it's a tube radio, so sending it through the mail would pretty much destroy it. And it's Bakelite, and Bakelite likes to crack on long mail, long postal journeys. So I'll probably keep it, because it will look beautiful in our house. And, yeah, another epic day, probably another nice long garage sale bloat.
I'm sure it will be.
Thanks for sitting through it, suckers. Weather permitting, we'll be back next week, but it's looking good weather-wise for the next week, so probably, I don't know. I don't know if I can take this. I don't know if I can take such fucking strong garage sailing.
This is really the meat and potato weeks.
It's strong garage sale these weeks. Many garage sales, very mighty strong garage sales.
After the 4th of July and before school starts.
Yeah.
Prime.
And prime. Then it's prime for a while, and then there'll be the slow trickle down that always happens. But we, like, garage sales go on longer around here, but they do trickle out as...
I was just thinking, will we get to 100 this season?
No, probably not, because... I think this is 91.
91, right. So it'd be
nine more weeks. Yeah, and what if it... And,
you'd have to go into the end of October.
Yeah, we'd have to go a little further than you normally would go.
End of September.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not... If the weather holds out, it is conceivable. It is conceivable, but it would be one of the longest garage sale gloat seasons... In recent memory, if ever. So, we'll see. If we don't, we'll be hitting... I don't know. It'd be kind of triumphant to hit 100 at the beginning of next year when we're back on the road, you know? It would be... Actually, it would be great to go out on 99 this year and come back on 100.
I'd rather come out on 69 and...
Well, that ship has sailed. I can't remember what... I can't remember... You know, when we probably were doing Garage Sale Gloat 69, we didn't know it was 69 and didn't make the proper jokes during it.
Like humpers?
Yes. Oh, we've talked about humpers, but never in a 69 context. Anyway, we are out of here. We're tired. It's hot. I gotta unload all this shit.
Goddamn son of a bitch.